So we're going to go quickly. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have ears.
I have ears.
And they hear.
And they hear.
I have eyes.
I have eyes.
And they see.
And they see.
And my heart does perceive.
And my heart does perceive.
You're talking to me.
You're talking to me.
Amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 15 is where we're going. And we're going to be talking about there's two men in the earth. Not 50,000 or 2 million or 20 million. There's two. And there's a natural realm and then there's a spiritual realm. So we're going to kind of take a peek at verse 42 of chapter 15. So it will be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So it is written. The first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. You say, well, what does that have to do with me? A lot. How many of you were born of a woman and a man's seed? So you qualify for the Adamic nature, correct? Now, when you were born again, what happened to you?
Your spirit came to life.
Ah, your spirit man takes on the nature of the resurrected Jesus. So now you're going to find that you're in the middle of a war. The Adamic nature, the natural man, the natural mind, the natural heart, the natural emotions, etc., etc., are all going to fight this new creation. And it's a war that's on the inside, and most of it is up here. The place of the mind. And you're going to find that it tries to win every battle. And if you don't declare the word of the Lord, which Psalm 91 is a perfect example, that you're crying out for God's angels to just come over and give you a boost, you're going to sit there in depression.
Amen.
Yeah. So you have a right to have either Adam rule you or have the anointed one, Christ, Jesus, rule you. You say, well, how can I do that? Well, why did he send his Holy Ghost? He sent it to a bunch of Adamic men and women. And in Acts chapter 2, you see what happened to them. They came alive. They started to do what Jesus did. They started to obey the Holy Spirit. They started to have signs and wonders and miracles happen. And the church was born. What happened to the church? It got robbed and nobody fought back. And some of the church is still as dead today as it was in the 1500s, in the 700s, back down to the 300s. When they made a decision that they didn't need the Holy Ghost. They didn't need his power. They didn't need the gift of tongues because that was only for the apostles and the first believers. What a lie. Do you feel a little tiny bit like Eve? Adam and Eve were made in the image and likeness of the Most High God. Satan came along and said, would you like to be like God and eat this apple? And it goes, you know, the traditional story. But in reality, we're still eating the apple, trying to figure it out ourselves. So may I ask you to go on an apple diet?
All right.
Stay away from the apple, because you see, every time you go back to that fruit, you're going to get more fruity than you've ever known. If you take the flesh and blood of his son, you'll become like the second Adam, who was full of life and light and fire and love, to burn away the old stuff that tries to destroy us and get rid of the darkness and get rid of the enemy. So, if you and I choose to stay in that space of living out of our natural abilities, we're going to go back into the dust of the ground, and we will rest in peace, correct? Isn't that what it says? Rest in peace. How about your soul, your mind, will, and emotions if your flesh goes into the ground? How much peace is your soul going to be in when you have to face the judge? And he says, well, now, did you use and utilize the gifts of the Spirit that I gave you? Oh, well, I put them in a box and I stuffed them into the ground. I didn't want anybody to see what I had. Because I was afraid. I could go back and tell you the story about the talents. One received 10, one received 5, and one received 1. The scaredy one discovered that if he hid his, nobody was going to get it, so he was going to be safe. He played with what?
Fear.
Yes. 2 Timothy 1:9 says, God did not give us a spirit of fear. He gave us power, love, and a sound mind. So those who are fearful will definitely land in hell, because they're afraid to use the gifts they were given. So you can be like Adam, or you can be like Christ. The choice is yours. You say, well, wait a minute. When do I go out there? Wait till he prepares you and wait for your instructions. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall walk. Ah, they'll fly. Amen. Like the flight that my friend started to wiggle his wings. Cool. You see, I believe that the Holy Spirit, starting 2019, wants you to fly through that year. He doesn't want you to sit around like a caterpillar, amen, crawling. He wants you to fly higher than you've ever flown before. He wants you to use the wings he gave you, and they are spiritual. And he wants you to be just like his firstborn son. And you know what? He'll give you a crown, and he'll say, well done, son. But if you sit back and bury the talents you've got just to keep safe from anybody complaining about you, and you can't stand their might say something negative about your Christianity. I landed on that last night, having a discussion with some of the people that I've known for years. I happen to defend somebody that's being picked on by a good majority of our nation. And when I made a comment, I was, oh boy, and my wife looked at me and I looked at her, and I knew what she was saying. If you keep this up, we're going to be very, very much in hot water, and they're going to make soup out of you. And it wasn't going to be chicken soup either. What am I saying? Sometimes you just need to say what needs to be spoken.
Come on. You are preaching.
Okay?
You got it.
And there was that moment, just that nice little slice,
yep,
for me to speak one word. And it happened to do with something about a wall.
Oh. Amen.
And the complainers were saying, we don't need a wall. And I said, isn't that awesome? The previous president, who has his new quarters,
yep,
in Washington, D.C., just had an 18, I think it's 18 feet high wall put around his new property. Now, if he doesn't have a problem with putting a wall around his property to keep himself safe, I wonder what happens to those who are having a problem with a wall trying to keep the Americans safe.
Mm.
And I'll tell you, it got very quiet.
Mm, sure it did.
Okay? And I'm not complaining about those who want or don't want a wall. That's just an opinion. All I can say to you is this. I like the idea of keeping us safe.
Amen.
I like the idea of keeping the United States of America a sovereign nation.
Amen.
And I have nothing against those who have a different opinion. But I don't want it stuffed down my throat any more than they should try to stuff it down my throat. So there are times with wisdom you can respond. And then drop the subject. Don't offend somebody. That's not the game. But there is such a thing of, hey, there are certain things that are right and correct.
Oh, come on, come on.
And there are certain things that you can be what? A chicken and bury your talent. I did not let my talent be buried. The face of one individual kind of just dropped and said, oh, I didn't know. I said, lack of knowledge can really damage people. And I dropped it. So, would you do me a favor? Would you raise your right hand to the Lord and say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
open my mouth,
open my mouth,
when it's right,
when it's right,
not to defend,
not to defend,
neither do I want to offend,
neither do I want to offend,
but sometimes, I need to open my mouth,
I need to open my mouth,
so that I can be,
using the talents
that he gave to me, just like Jesus did.
Just like Jesus.
He said, I want my house to be a house of prayer for all nations. And they all had a defense mechanism,
including Israel.
Amen?
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
And pray for our leaders. Pray for them.
Amen.
They need prayer. Amen?
Amen.
And you have that choice. You can be like Adam, or you can be like Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Love one another. Share some hugs. Enjoy this new year. You only got 364 more days.